Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Lee Greenwood, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back.
Tomorrow all the things were gone. I worked for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
I'm going to let it play just a little bit. It's a good song.
I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Because the flag still stands for freedom. And they can't take that away.
Here's the good part. Don't you love that song? Had the pleasure of hearing him sing that a couple of times over the years. What a great performer, great song, a great country, America. Welcome back, 12 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, unabashed patriot, through and through. Can't help it. No apologies. And it's good to be with you today. No business today. We're talking about Independence Day. This is the 3rd of July. Tomorrow's the 4th. The day that we have come to celebrate as the Independence Day. John Adams said it should have been the 2nd of July. But regardless, it's the 4th that we chose. And it's what we're doing. And we're celebrating here. We started doing this, and the first time we did it in 1998. And we've celebrated the 4th ever since on the show, a live program on the topic. And so it's just you and me, by the way. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. You know, the first Plantagenet king of England, you remember him? Henry II? Yeah, of course you do. The first Plantagenet king of England, Henry II. He was important to contemporary small business owners like you and me because he's considered the founder of a legal system to which entrepreneurs owe their freedom to be. He was ambitious. He was highly intelligent. Henry's attempts to consolidate all of the 12th century British Isles under his rule created the need for order. If he's going to pull all these people together, he had to get things organized. And while the subsequent reforms across the islands were intended more for his own political expediency than to empower his people, those reforms actually gave birth to a body of law now known as the English Common Law, which replaced elements of the feudal system that included such enlightened practices as trial by ordeal. 6 centuries after Henry's death, the legal and cultural tide of personal freedoms and property rights that evolved from his reforms were being established across the Atlantic. In the colonies, a group of malcontents, now called the American Founders, envisioned, created, and fought for a new interpretation of Henry's legacy. Their plan was different because it was sans kings. In The Fortune of the Republic, Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "We began with freedom. America was opened after the feudal mischief was spent. No inquisitions here. No kings, no dominant church." In The Origins of the Bill of Rights, Leonard W. Levy noted that freedom was mainly a product of New World conditions. Those conditions, as Thomas Jefferson so artfully wrote in the Declaration of Independence, were life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These were 18th century words for freedom and the embryonic conditions for which the 56 signers of Jefferson's document put their lives and liberties at risk on July 4th, 1776. But America's founding documents weren't perfected until they perpetuated rights that were, as John Dickinson declared a decade earlier in 1766, quote, "born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken away from us by any human power without taking our lives," end quote. By definition, entrepreneurs take risks. but only when freedom is converted into liberty to pursue success are those risks acceptable. Thank you, Henry II. Research shows that there's a direct connection between the rate of new business startups and economic growth. And the American experiment has demonstrated that a healthy entrepreneurial environment fosters national economic well-being. Thank you, founders. Without their vision, courage, passion, and sacrifice, it's doubtful that entrepreneurship as we know it would exist today. And if capitalism is the economic lever of democracy, entrepreneurship is the force that renews the strength and reliability of that lever for each new generation. We began with freedom, my friends. Freedom to dream. Freedom to try. To succeed and to fail. To own and to enjoy. To accumulate and to pass on to the next generation. We began with freedom and entrepreneurship was born. I believe that freedom was not something that was created in America. The founders did not invent freedom. And you could argue with me. I think that from the way they interpreted freedom and with our Constitution and the way we accept, the way we operate our businesses, I believe that they did more to foster liberty than anything. Freedom is from God. Liberty is a contract that we give to each other. And I think they began that with the Revolution and with the Constitution and the way that our country was set up. So I do believe that if they didn't invent liberty, they sure put it on a path to help create something else that I do believe they did invent, but without realizing it, probably. I believe we began with freedom and entrepreneurship was born. I do believe entrepreneurship has an American origin. We began with freedom and capitalism was made to flourish. You and I are able to pursue, succeed, to fail, to own, to enjoy, to accumulate, and to pass on. That's all part of liberty. America began with freedom, my friends. I believe the world is a better place for it. Happy Independence Day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.